I don't see any unfamiliar faces. Well, George is back with us.
Yay! A little late, but I got here.
Oh,
right. EW is in the house.
I'm really close.
But we have a couple things to celebrate.
Thank you.
If you haven't noticed, if you got the last week live wire, we got top billing.
Yeah!
So that was great. All it took was a nice little letter to Marty Munson to get that done.
Yeah, I'm just signing it.
Also,
thank you for signing up.
That was great. So we'll expand on that, because we said we could do that for any occasion. So,
how many saw or did not get the live wire? How many did not get the live wire? Ooh, we need to forward that out. A couple of people. Ooh, maybe more than that. I will. We will forward that on. But yes, we were highlighted as the very top story in the live wire for doing the ring doorbell ring and sing stuff. They had a very nice little written article all about the Harmony delegation in Des Moines, Iowa. So way to go, everybody!
So it typically comes out on Thursday.
Yeah, but I'll forward it out to the group.
Okay, great.
I still haven't heard any of the. Yeah, unless you're friends with Elden, nobody else has seen the or heard the
video.
Heard the video.
Okay. Maybe Elden can get that. Perfect.
Okay. Bob brought a proclamation from the city. That was for the 70th.
That was for 70th. Yes,
anniversary. So we're going to have to get that updated. So we get our 75th year proclamation from Mr. County.
For this city of Des Moines.
Well, oh, gosh. Mr. County.
Yeah.
He signs a check. So,
so we get from the city, the county, and the state.
Oh, do we get a state proclamation?
Well, we could. We have in the past.
Let's do it.
You can get somebody up at the state house to get the governor to do it.
That would be awesome.
So, all right. So, so we'll be for that. Just don't make the news on that. We're sad to report that Mark Duhaus and his wife and son, who is an engineer in Lincoln, caught COVID. So it's still with us. So be careful. Be safe. Do what you need to do. Steve Schaaf's wife, Renee, also has COVID. So please, just be safe. Anything else we need to celebrate? Guess not.
We made it through the snow.
We made it through the snow. We're all here. No. What was that?
It's still got there. It's a lot better than it was Saturday. It was a really bad Saturday.
Yeah.
I had to dig myself out.
Did you have to leave and go places on Saturday?
I had to take somebody home.
Oh,
Sunday. So I dug myself out on Sunday when I parked my car.
Yeah. Oh, jeepers.
We had a friend come up from a college town from Missouri. Because he said up past the week. And he didn't want to do it all in one shot. So he stayed up this overnight. He said the roads were terrible in Iowa, but then he got north. They were just fine in Minnesota. So he made it just fine.
Beware of the refreeze.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah, watch out here in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You don't want anybody to fall. Bruce is not here, but we don't have any renewals. As I said, we do have George here back with us. Also, this Thursday will be our first board meeting. Everybody is welcome to chime in. I'll get an invite out to the membership if you're can just check in with us, see what we're doing. You're always welcome to attend those board meetings. It's wide open. So.
That'll be by Zoom.
By Zoom.
It's Zoom.
It's all Zoom. So the invitation should have gone out to the board members today. And I'll send one out to the membership here tomorrow.
And one thing for you to know, that Norm is glad to be alive. I had a trip on Saturday, December 11th, at very early in the morning, starting out with ice all over my car. Of course, my 30-minute jog to Drake ended not quite. So on the East Mixmaster, my vehicle went right and left and right and left. One guy went I ended up in the right lane all the way to the center concrete barrier and slowly went down in a bunch of noise, hit nobody, just me. My back end hit the barrier, my front end hit the barrier, and that took me 50 to 100 yards, and it took about 5 minutes.
Wow.
And I shut off the vehicle in, on the shoulder, on the left shoulder. I was still alive, and it started up, and I slowly, with my fender rubbing against my tire, I was able to make it to Drake on time to work the crew. I parked to the south. Nobody knew where I was parked in my ugly car with all the stuff. And I kept it quiet for my wife all the way until 10 o'clock at night when I had a son drive behind me to get me home. And lucky enough, it totaled the car, and I survived. So,
yeah,
glad to be. Well, glad to be a singer.
That's a wild ride, man.
Yeah.
Wild ride.
What commitment, I tell you what.
All right.
Roll around the interstate and come sing a concert.
Gene was worried about the 100% attendance. I knew he was after me. So I was glad to see you on that Saturday. I don't care what anybody
says. Holy mackerel. Well, we're glad to have you with us.
Wow.
Well, yes. Any updates on the annual show?
Tentatively, you have your venue, this New Hope Assembly event. So we've got the confirmation. You're still going to send us some criteria, which we'll give you before the board meeting and discuss it. And, but it doesn't seem to be unreasonable. The costs are zero, but we would pay for the sound and the cleaning. And
that's a good deal.
And I get to have a good deal.
That's very fortunate. And we are locked in to the 30th of April.
Yes, we are.
Is that the other dates? We can try to get some other dates to see if one of the groups we were asking, you know, I've not heard back from them.
I have one question related to this.
Yes.
I just want to take a quick poll of the people in this room. How many of you know or recognize Doctor Who? If I were to say Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Kit, right? Okay. I was just trying to figure out. I thought that maybe, since we're doing sort of through the decades, I thought maybe it would be funny if it was Doctor Who and the TARDIS that shows up and is going through all the decades, and maybe the TARDIS looks like a different... like it maybe looks like a jukebox for like the 50s, or it looks, you know... so I thought that maybe that could be a fun sort of vehicle to do our show with.
That's our barber pole.
Oh, that would be fun. Yes, I like that. But I didn't know if enough people would recognize or know about Doctor Who to make the connection and not just have it be some weird thing that we do.
Did Tom Baker one?
Oh, I love Tom Baker. He was my favorite. The scarf and the celery. I love Tom Baker. That was my Doctor Who, man. All right.
Bob.
Hey, Bob.
I just had just like there's so many different ones.
Oh yeah, I mean yeah. So I mean any of them. Yeah. So I just wondered if that was a thing that people recognized and knew, because I know it, but I wanted to make sure it was kind of well known to the general public.
If you're a PBS,
excuse me, David Tennant.
Right.
Or Doctor Who's on. Paul Tennant. One of the Doctor Who.
Yeah, Tennant was Tennant, one of the more recent in the sort of reboots.
Around the World in 80 Days, which is a really good.
I don't remember who the current Doctor is. It still the woman?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, and I don't know her name. Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. We can talk sci-fi junk, but anyway.
More to come. Next week, I would like you to, those who have it, please bring your ABBA medley. We're bringing it back.
Cool.
So, if you have it, you should. Please bring it next week. We'll start on it
over here. Maybe we can sing it all the way through.
I don't know.
Yes, you want. You
don't
have to.
Yeah, Corey. Get on the way. Yeah. Okay, Brian. Just tell us what you think the full load of songs would be.
We're probably like 8 to 9 that would be core.
chorus songs, and some then we'll have quartets, and we won't be able to have the Bridges of Harmony group, which means we have to go back to the drawing board and figure out what we're going to do. But I haven't made that reach and ask yet, but yeah, we can talk on Thursday, and then if that's what we want to pursue. Cool.
And if anybody else wants a part, CD.
Yes.
Yeah, I got one for John.
All right, so, yes, for those who are interested, and you have a CD player in the car, Dave will make you a CD of all the songs for the show.
At least all the ones except Recipe for Making Love.
So, that would be the only one you don't have. And so, we'll make that available to you.
That's one we...
No cost to you. He does it out of kindness of his heart, so... Thank you, Dave, for doing that. Also, yes, please, if you have your skills inventory, please, before on your way out to break, see me, hand it off to me, over to me, and I'll be glad to take care of that for you. If you haven't had a chance yet, go on out. I'll give you another week. But, I'd really like to get this in so we can start making some decisions and approaching some people on some of the teams that we're looking at here, especially for the show.
Anybody not filling it out, of course, is volunteering right away.
Probably voluntold, yes. I don't want that. I really don't want that. You need to fill out some teams and need to know what your strengths are. So. Or if you'd be able to try something you've never done before, let us know. Because we certainly want to get the maximum potential out of the group and want you to be engaged with that as well. So. Anything else? So, yes, Larry.
I don't know how many of you, especially the older gentlemen in our group, remember Dr. Greg Lyon. He passed away. He had emphysema and several other things. And I noticed it was on Facebook that Jim Bagby had put a message out about him. And he was an icon for many, many years in the Barbershop Harmony Society.
Cool.
Great guy. Just a terrific guy. Yes.
Excellent. Elliot is our show chair, so he may be approaching you as well. Take out some duties, so say yes. So help him out, and it's going to be April 30th before we know it. So time goes by when we're having fun. So if there's not anything else, please drop your skills inventory off to me as you head out the door for a quick 10-minute break, and we'll see you in 10 minutes, a little after. Hey, this one is a little bit. Thanks.